Well, I'm with Dave Atwood and Dave. Commiserations today. A losing bonus point, the least I'm sure you boys deserve, but at least you've come away with something from a very tough place to go.
Yeah, I think it's one of those fixtures you always know it's going to be a hard game playing away from home. You've got to be smart and you've got to be on your money, and we started really well. We did exactly what we wanted to do. We got them under pressure and we showed really what a bunch of forwards we've got kind of in place now. And then, unfortunately, individual errors and the penalty count let us down. It was a bit of the story at the start of the season. We've got to clamp down on that hard because the past few weeks we've been really good. Like you say, pleased to get a bonus point at the end, but I think we'll look back and rue this one.
Just touching on the pack, there was that one fantastic heave when I think Rhys Gil ended up getting yellow carded, but that was very, very impressive.
Yeah, it was really pleasing from our point of view, and I think the scrum immediately after that reset, and then we had another scrum, and I certainly know inside the pack we were kind of wondering what happened, why we weren't marching back to the halfway line. So we'll have to look at the video and see what happens there. A couple of scrum decisions went against us later on as well, and we need to look if we need to clean things up or maybe what we need to do about that, but certainly disappointed.
I mean, the breakdown generally when you play Saris, it's always quite intense and sometimes a little bit murky, isn't it? We've seen that quite a few times with them this season.
Yeah, they've got some great players across the back row. And they work really hard as a back five. I know Maurice Both and Steve quite well. They're very industrious. They work really hard. And right across the back row, they've got players who can turn the ball over, and they're not short on the bench of players who can do that as well. So you need to be really clean at the breakdown. And I think towards the end of the second half, that's what stopped our momentum. We weren't clean enough there. And then we tidy things up a little bit in the second half, but didn't get the rub of the green.
And obviously moving forward from here, as you touched on, Dave, a lot of positive signs in recent weeks and some today as well. And it's back in for 2 weeks in Europe.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Europe. I think we'll need to concentrate on what we did wrong here, because at the end of the day, if we want to be at the right end of the Premiership, then these are the kind of games that we can't let slip by when we've put in such a hard performance right at the start of the game. We need to be quite ruthless with that and take advantage of the getting them on the back foot, player down. We need to be more ruthless with that if we're going to compete. And then, like you say, moving into Europe, well, that's testament to it, isn't it? We need to tidy up right across the board before we get back into the Premiership.
Hopefully some decent playing conditions down in Montpellier.
Yeah, hopefully the weather will be nice. I think we've got some fantastic players, and I think there were elements of that today that we saw were really enterprising players and desperate to get our hands on the ball, and it's not going to be long before it clicks. And Montpellier is a lovely place to go. They'll be a very hard team. They've got a big bunch of forwards themselves, so we'll need to be on our guns there, but looking forward to it, yeah.
To finish off, today was the 2000th match in Premiership history over the 15 years. I know obviously with Gloucester, with Bath over the last few years, you've been involved in a few of those 2000. It's quite a land.